you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the big question is, who's to blame? The answer is you are, and I am. But when we look at the world around us, some of us might like to indulge in conspiracy theories and think it's those people. And when people die in a car accident, some might assume clearly God was pissed off with them. Jesus isn't having any of that. And today's readings are very appropriate for Lent. We have this lovely passage from Isaiah in which people are told not to waste their time or their money. Who here has bought a candy bar or a package of Doritos or soda pop over the last week? So we got a few honest people here. This is not a call to good eating. I'll leave that to your nutritionist or your doctor or your mom. But it is a call for us to be in conversation with God. We only have so much time. And I know I've said from this pulpit before, you can always repent. And that's true. You can always repent. But our time on this earth is finite. So I don't want to be dwelling on this week after week, but I had an unfortunate reminder of my own mortality earlier this month. And I remember when I felt that tightness in my chest, I was really clear in thinking, I'm not ready to die. I talked to my barber about this last week, and I'm not ready to go meet Jesus. I'm not ready to go meet God face to face. For the moment, I am satisfied with meeting him through the Holy Spirit here in this congregation. But I am not done on this earth. But it was a reminder. The time is going to come when my ticket is punched. There will come a time when I will not be able to repent. There will come a time, sadly, when none of you will be able to repent. We are all going to die, each and every one of us. Now, if you have found some magic formula to extend life eternally, good for you. But I suspect at some point you're going to get bored. What does it mean for us to only have so much time on this earth? And we do not know when our tickets are going to be punched. So Jesus was referring to current events here. Not current events here in the 21st century, but current events in the first century in Jerusalem. And there's archaeological evidence of the construction work that took place in the city. And there appears to have been a construction disaster. And a lot of people walked around assuming and saying that those who died in the accident were being punished by God. Was that a really productive use of time? Instead of pointing their fingers at the hapless victims, they might have done better looking at themselves. So yes, I'm inviting each and every person here to look into his or her own heart and to confront his or her own sins, because you have sinned. Nobody in this sanctuary is without sin. Pardon me. You are a sinner. I'm a sinner. So you can add that to death and taxes as a universal constant in life. We have all sinned. Now, I am not suggesting that any of you are engaged in peculation, or to use a good biblical word, fornication, or any kind of these headline sins. But what about petty grudges? What about resentments that we nurture? What about anger that we harbor? So if you look out the windows of the church in that direction, you will see the fire station going up. And I've talked about this in the past. But it is a big thing. And I don't want it there. I still don't think it belongs there. But it's going up. We weren't consulted. We were told after the fact. But harboring resentment toward the fire station is a lot like this unproductive pension to figure out who's to blame. Who did this to me? And we like to think that somebody is responsible. Nobody made me eat that pizza last night. And I know the harm it's going to do to my body. I talked with my doctor about that last week. But I like to think I'm bulletproof. Do any of you still harbor that notion that you are going to live forever? So we have one person who's shaking her head no. And I will note that she worked in the healthcare industry for her career. But that attitude is not morbid. You only have so much time. And here's the bad news. Most of us will not get to do everything we want to do in our lives. There's not enough time. So I had a dream as a young person that I was going to fly jets for the Navy. I wear glasses. So any hopes of being a naval pilot were scrapped. Well, guess what? The Navy is now performing surgery on pilot candidates to correct their vision. I'm not announcing my resignation because I'm too old to become a pilot. But I think about that. My late father had dreamt of being a pilot, and he died without taking a flying lesson. So I can say this with my wife downstairs with the kids, but my son is here, who'll probably report this back to my wife. I'd like to take flying lessons. Who here has been in an airplane before? So a lot of you. It's kind of neat, isn't it? Plane takes off. Now, yes, you can think of all the reasons the plane should not be able to fly and then come up with all the good logical reasons it does. But the only reason we can build aircraft that fly in the sky is because God has given us the wits to figure out how to solve that problem. God knows everything. Sit with that for a moment. God knows everything. Who here is familiar with Elf on a Shelf? I tend to think of the Elf on a Shelf as the NSA Santa. So there's this elf that you supposedly buy in the store and you put him up on a shelf in your house and you move him around maybe. And I know some parents who've done this. And they say to their kids, the elf knows what you're doing. Be good. I don't like that. I don't think that the elf is working for the National Security Agency. I don't think he's working for Amazon. He's not hoovering up all of this data about us to sell us stuff we don't need. God has already had those ideas, Peter. And God doesn't need to act on them. God knows what you are up to. And I'm not going to say that God does not care, because God cares deeply about each and every one of us. God cares that you sin. Why? Think about that. Is anybody here engaged in a level of sin that is going to affect our larger society? I doubt it. But all of these little sins add up. And when we focus on the sins of others rather than our own, we are wasting our time. So yes, you can waste your thoughts and energies about what other people are doing. And maybe it's okay to pay some attention to what other folks are doing, but not if you're not aware of your own limitations and shortcomings. That is really critical in today's world. So I'll come back to that question, who's to blame? Who was at fault for the people dying when the Tower of Siloam collapsed? Who knows? Who is responsible when the blood of the innocents was mingled in with the sacrifices up in Galilee? There we probably point the finger, and we can blame Pilate, and we can blame the religious authorities who accommodated him. But to impute evil or sins to those who suffered is asking our theology to take a step too far. And I think it's something that we still do today. So we'll get back to Lent, which is still going on right now. Now, technically, Lent has been suspended for the day. And far be it for me to correct Bob, who's our liturgist, but today is not the third Sunday of Lent. It is the third Sunday in Lent. You may eat your chocolates today. You may drink your coffee today. You may do all of those things you've given up for Lent today. And you may do that each and every Sunday. But tomorrow morning at 12:01 a.m., Lent resumes. And so, yes, you could defer your repenting until tomorrow. But do you know for a fact that you will be here tomorrow? I would love to see all of you again next week for a variety of reasons, each and every one of you. And I hope I do. But I don't know that I will. So that seems like a bit of a downer in which to end a sermon. So I'll try to be a little bit more positive and go back to this God who's paying attention to what we do. I think about that. God is paying attention to each and every one of us. Now, this is a pretty big universe. And I suspect it requires a lot of attention. And yet somehow, in the midst of God's busy day, God finds time for each of us. God is sitting by his proverbial phone waiting for us to call him. Why are we waiting? And so, yes, you can say, I went to church today, and that gets me off the hook. But repentance is a deeper thing. I'm not going to ask you to flagellate yourself, to be like a monk of old. But I am going to ask each of you, and I too will do this, to spend some time today praying over our sins, to ask God for forgiveness. Because that's the amazing thing about God. God's forgiveness does not have a limit. God's grace is without end. Think about that. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for your gift of grace, and we thank you for your generous forgiveness. Help each of us to be better people, and help us to follow the way of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.